Nevada now has one case of presumptive coronavirus in the southern part of the state. In order to find out what you can do to prepare here in northern Nevada, I spoke with Dr. Randall Todd, the director of epidemiology at the Washoe County Health District. So if you're starting to feel some flu-like symptoms, at what point should you reach out to a doctor?
Well, certainly if you're feeling ill and you think it could be this, calling your doctor's office, I would say don't just show up there, but call first and let them know. And then they would advise on when you should come. They might want to meet you in the parking lot with a mask so that you don't come in and expose the staff and other patients in the waiting room to something like this. So it's important to just be in communication with your healthcare provider.
In terms of testing kits, do we have any available here in Washoe County?
The federal government has made some testing kits available to the state public health laboratory, which is located here on the campus of UNR. This is for the whole state, so it's not just for Washoe County. It's not even just for northern Nevada. It's for the whole state. So we don't know how far those might stretch if we started to have to use them, but it's good to know they're here.
How has the district coordinated with other agencies about coronavirus so far?
We have been talking with the Washoe County School District. We've been talking with Washoe County Emergency Management. We've been talking with various law enforcement agencies, fire agencies. You know, there's almost no entity that you could think of that we haven't been in communication with, and wanting to let them know that we're here to help, and we are hoping that they're here to help as well.
I know we have a large Spanish-speaking community here in northern Nevada. Is there outreach that has been done to keep them informed as well?
We've been working toward developing translations of some of our educational material that we're putting on our website. So that's available in both English and Spanish.
An outbreak at an assisted living facility near Seattle, Washington has left several people dead from the coronavirus. What can we learn from that situation?
Well, if we were to see an outbreak in a facility here in Washoe County, we would be taking steps to try to make sure that the people who've been exposed are being closely monitored so that if they actually develop the disease, contacts with them can be limited so that it doesn't spread any further than maybe it already has.
In other areas throughout the world, there's been outbreaks. And in Wuhan, China, they have been quarantined for quite some time, some weeks, due to their outbreaks that they're having there. Do you think that might be in the realm of possibilities here in Washoe County?
You know, there are different levels of quarantine. And so certainly if we were to start to see human cases here, we would most likely want to at least isolate people who are considered to be contagious to others so that they don't pass it along. Depending on their home situation, isolating them at home may or may not be the best option. You know, if they have people in the home who are susceptible, that would not necessarily be a good idea. So they might need to be in a facility of some sort.
Gotcha. So kind of quarantine on an individual level rather than blanket quarantine.
Yes.
I know there's a lot of people talking about what's going on with coronavirus or COVID-19. Are there any misconceptions about the virus that you're hearing about that you would like to clear up?
Well, I think there are people that think it's just another version of the flu because the symptoms are rather similar, but it's not the flu. It's a different disease. It's caused by a different virus. We want people to take appropriate precautions not contract this because it's the level of seriousness is still somewhat unknown. This didn't jump the species barrier all that long ago, and so the full ramifications are not completely known to us.
I know that in recent years, funding for public health in Nevada has been awfully low. Will there be any funding to respond to a possible outbreak, and where would that come from?
Well, public health funding in Nevada has always been too low. We rank near the bottom of the states. If you were to list all the states by how much public health funding they get, Nevada is going to be at or near the bottom of that list. So I do understand that the federal government is working on identifying some funding that can be made available to states to help them in their efforts to combat and control this disease. And so we're looking forward to that.
Do you know how much that might be? Or is that kind of still in the up in the air?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, well, where's the health district and healthcare providers at in terms of staffing in response to a possible outbreak? Or do you think we are adequately staffed to have that something like that happen?
Well, I think right now it's somewhat marginal. I'm just talking about the health district now. It's somewhat marginal. You know, we're letting some things go because we're having to focus on this, but we try to prioritize and still deal with the most important issues. Now, if we started to see actual cases and things started to really get going, we would not be adequately staffed. So we'd have to be looking to get some additional help.
Would that come from the federal government?
Well, I would think that the money would come from the federal government, probably through the state, but ultimately from the federal government.
Where would the you know, extra staff come from?
We would probably just have to put out a notice publicly that we're hiring.
So there's been other coronaviruses out there like SARS, the outbreak in the early 2000s. What did we learn from those outbreaks that we can apply to the coronavirus?
Well, I think we've learned that these are illnesses that at least for the ones that we've dealt with can be controlled, and we're hopeful that this new one is also going to be able to be controlled. We don't know that just yet, so we're going to learn a lot more in the coming weeks and months.
As an infectious disease professional, is there anything that concerns you about coronavirus?
Well, what mostly concerns me about this is what we still don't know about it. We don't know if it's going to be more serious than the ones we've dealt with previously. We don't know if the people who have minimal symptoms are very infectious. So that would be an important thing to find out. So it's a little bit disconcerting when there's probably more things that we don't know than that we do know.